Thank you for joining KickServeRadio.com, Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden. I am joined today by the pride of Buffalo, New York tennis, Bobby Bank, former Arkansas Razorback. He's now the director of tennis at Hardscrabble Country Club in Fort Smith, Arkansas. You guys are having an event, Bobby, benefiting your teammate, Tim Siegel's son, Luke. It's a star-studded affair. It's an event that really tugs at your heartstrings. Tell us about what you guys are doing for Luke Siegel. Tell us a little bit about Luke, your relationship with Tim, and some of the people that are going to be coming to Arkansas to help with that benefit at the end of the month.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. First of all, thank you for having me, Andy. It's a pleasure to be with you. Tim and I have been friends for 41 years. We've been best friends and went to school together with best man in each other's wedding. You know, our history goes way back, and we couldn't be any closer. Last year, July 28th, Tim Siegel's son, Luke, was involved in a terrible golf cart accident and suffered severe brain damage. And he was anoxic for several minutes, and based on MRI reports and the prognosis, is not very good for Luke to be able to walk, talk, or even eat again on his own. And so it's been a tragic and very sad story. And so I decided about 2 months ago to have an event in Luke's honor, and to help raise money for the family. And there are so many people all around the country that are following Luke's progress on the Pray for Luke Siegel Facebook page. And there are many here in Arkansas that are following the story. So I decided that we needed to have an event to help the family. And so we are doing that. And it's going to be from September 30th to October 2nd. We're having an adult tennis tournament here. A team format, but it goes so much further than that. We are having a plan where on Saturday, October 1st, from 8 a.m. to 10:30, and we're going to have Jimmy Arias is coming in. Patrick McEnroe is confirmed coming. Jim Grab, we have, and many other players that are coming in for the Pro-Am. And we also have Nick Bollettieri coming in to give an hour clinic to the adults and then an hour clinic to the juniors in the area. And all of the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, are going to go to the Siegel family. And we are also flying the Siegel family in. We have a private plane that's going to get them. So Luke will be here. And we expect a great turnout and hope to raise a lot of money for the family.
Well, I tell you, it's an amazing thing, Bobby. You and I have seen it time and time again, the way the tennis community really does rally together. And you've got a family in tennis that extends well beyond, obviously, your family of the kids that you grew up playing with in the juniors, and then coming and playing tennis at the University of Arkansas as you did, and coaching some of the players that you've coached on the tour. So many pro players that you've been on tour with. Aaron Krickstein, you mentioned Jimmy Arias, Justin Gimelstob. You spent some time with Andre Agassi, Mary Jo Fernandez, you know, Monica Seles, Mary Pierce, the list goes on and on. And when you, a person like you, reaches out on behalf of someone like Tim Siegel, it's got to warm your heart to see what kind of reaction you get from the tennis community at large when it comes to this kind of thing.
It's been great. And the feedback has been tremendous. And, you know, I think we would have many more players here if we would have had more time. And we are not planning on having this be a one-time affair. This is the inaugural, and we plan on having this an annual event. And I think that based on the feedback that I've received from several big-name players, that this will only grow and get better each and every year.
Well, I want to tell you how much I appreciate being put on that list of invitees. And as you say, with the amount of time and some of the things that some of us have scheduled, I feel bad not to be able to make it. But as long as you're telling me this thing is going to be something that's going to go forward in subsequent years, you can count on me to make an appearance the next time I can, that's for sure. Talk a little bit about how people can find out more about the event if they want to participate, if they want to be able to donate. Give us some information as far as contacting you or getting more info on the event, Bobby.
Well, anyone can feel free to contact me either via email or they can call me here at Hardscrabble. My email address is bobby@hardscrabblecc.com. I would love to hear from each and all of you. that are out there. And my Hardscrabble phone number, the direct line, is 479-782-6132. And be happy to hear from you. To find out more information on the Luke Siegel event, you could go on Facebook on Play for Luke event. That page there will give you updates constantly. You can also find us on Instagram, or you could go and reach out to me or follow my page, Bobby Bank, on Facebook, B-A-N-C-K.
I'm obviously talking to the one and only Bobby Bank, one of the great guys in American tennis history, a guy that everybody knows and loves so much. Bobby, you've been in Buffalo. You're still a Bills fan. I don't know how. You spent time in Florida. You're out in Arkansas, and you're working with a lot of juniors. And it seems like our game right now has really gone through a lot of different variations, evolving away from serve and volley tennis into pretty much purely big serve, big forehand, first strike tennis. Now we're starting to see a little bit more net play creeping back into a player strategy. Maybe that's a result of Roger Federer's strategy working with the Stefan Edbergs and Paul Anacones of the world. What's your philosophy in working with juniors today as far as what are the important things that you think are going to take them to, let's say realistically, the opportunity to play collegiate tennis?
Well, I think first and foremost, depending obviously when you take a young student from an early age, I believe you have to build a solid base with, technical development. And I think that the mistake so many people make, and so many parents and coaches as well, is that they push kids into tournaments a little bit too quickly when they're not technically as sound as they need to be. So that's one of the first things that, I like to have a good solid base for the player from a technical standpoint. And then as they develop and get a little older, then you want to look at the physical makeup of the child and their size, their where they're going to be, are they going to be a big boy, or a tall girl? And that plays into it. And then you need to establish an identity with that young student. And by that, I mean that create a style. What is their weapon? Do you see? You have to build a weapon first, and then you build their game, build on that identity around that weapon. And I think that's very important. And then also, they have to understand it takes work, and no one's going to outwork them. They have to have that approach. The other thing too is they have to understand how critical the off-court work is in today's game, and learning and understanding the court, how to play. And to learn how to practice with a purpose, have an objective when you practice. So, the game is far different than it was when I was younger. It's so much more involved, and it's so much more physical, the amount of off-court work that you do. So, a lot goes into building a player. It is something that is takes a tremendous amount of work and discipline.
That philosophy, Bobby, of build a game around a weapon, correct me if I'm wrong, but it does sound very Nick Bollettieri-esque, and I'm sure that there's a reason for that. Talk about the influence that Nick has had on you and your generation of juniors. I know that you were there with all of those guys and Crickstein and Arias and some of my good friends, Fontana and Levine, and the boys that were the early pioneers of the Bollettieri Academy, and I know you were one of those as well. Is it safe to say that build the game around the one weapon kind of emanates out of that program?
Well, I think Nick is, Nick definitely in my time there at the Academy definitely was something that I appreciate, and he's been very influential in the game and deserves a lot of respect for what he has built down in Florida. But I think also too that to develop a player and just building a weapon, it used to be years ago you needed one weapon, and now you need several. And so the game has evolved so much, and guys are bigger nowadays. They're not only stronger, they're taller, they're bigger. The game is so much more physical, and it's just it's a totally different game than it was back in the early 80s or something of that nature. So yes, Nick has been very influential.
Bobby, before I let you go, we're talking about an event for Luke Siegel and his father, Tim Siegel, as you mentioned earlier on, a lifelong friend of yours. You know, that father-son bond is very, very special. Talk about the role that you think that the parents should take in their children's tennis. There's so many different varieties of opinions on that. And I think that when you and I were kids, you had that handful of parents that were a little bit over the top with regard to being hands-on, but it was pretty much the exception and not the rule. Nowadays, it's the parent that sort of gives the kid the space to make it his own thing and to allow that kid to really develop a sense of independence and some internal problem-solving tools to work with. We don't see that often enough. Talk about the kinds of relationships that you think are most healthy between player and parent with the development.
I think everybody that is in the, when you're forming a team, which it ultimately becomes, you know, tennis is an individual sport or known as being an individual sport, but if you want to become a great player, you have to form a team. And everyone on that team has a role, and they got to understand what their role is and what it needs to be. And sometimes that's a challenge with some of the parents of particular players. You know, the parents' role, if they're hiring you to be their coach and be a full-time coach, if that's the case, then they need to allow you to do your job. And they do their role, and that is providing support and encouragement to that child and getting out of the way a little bit and allowing you to do what you need to do, you know, to take one step forward each and every practice.
My guest today on kickserveradio.com is Bobby Bank, and he will be hosting an event for Luke Siegel. The name of the event is the 2016 Play for Luke Adult Team Tennis Tournament, and it will be played at Ben Garin Park. And what are the dates again, Bobby?
September 30th to October 2nd.
All right, so it'll be played September 30th through October 2nd. Bobby, it's been a real treat connecting after all these years. I wish you a lot of luck with the event. Want to send my love and best wishes to Tim Siegel and his family and his boy Luke. And he's got a good friend in you for doing what you're doing. And I know that the rest of the tennis community will do their best to rally around Luke. And and thanks for being a guy with a great heart and showing so well for the tennis community, Bobby.
Andy, thank you so much, and thanks so much for your support, and we hope that you can be here in person next year.
I look forward to it.